Hi friends, welcome to Spilling the Beans podcast, where we spill the beans on all things intuitive eating, health at every size, body acceptance, and gentle nutrition. I'm your host and registered dietitian, Amanda Lambrix, and you may know me as @spillingthebeans_nutrition on Instagram and Facebook. Go ahead, get comfortable, grab a snack, and let's get started spilling the beans. Hi everyone, welcome back to Spilling the Beans podcast. You're probably sick of hearing this, but I'll just throw it out there again. I hope you're hanging in there amidst this global pandemic, whether you lost your job, you're forced to stay at home, you are on the front lines working in whatever capacity is considered essential. I'm thinking of you. And while we're on the subject, if you've read some of the misleading headlines about COVID-19 and obesity being a risk factor, I wanted to just point you to a resource that came out this last week by Christy Harrison. You all know I love Christy Harrison. She's the mastermind behind the podcast Food Psych, and she wrote an article for Wired this past week titled COVID-19 Does Not Discriminate by Body Weight. I think this would be a good resource for you, and she does a much better job of explaining it than if I were to try to tackle this subject. So I'll be sure to link that for you in the show notes as a resource if you found yourself fearful or curious about this particular topic. In other housekeeping, I adopted a dog this past week, and if you follow me on Instagram @spillingthebeans_nutrition, then you've probably already met Luna. But I bring this up because she's currently napping on my feet under my desk, and I'm not really sure how long this calm state will last. So I thought I would just mention this in case you end up hearing any squeaking in the background, and now you'll just know what that mysterious sound is and where it's coming from. In this week's episode, we're picking up where we left off last week with the intuitive eating series with principle 1, reject the diet mentality. In this episode, we're going to be talking about why dieting is so alluring, why it's set up for failure, and how to reject the diet mentality to help you move closer to becoming more of an intuitive eater. If you're listening to this episode now, then I have a pretty good hunch that you've been on a diet at some point in your life. I know if we were in a group together and I asked you to raise your hand, then I would also be joining you in raising my hand because I've also been on several diets throughout my 28 years of life. And according to market data, in 2018, the weight loss market reached $72 billion. And though I don't have the exact number for 2019, I can about imagine that this number has only increased. Yet here you are, maybe you're back at square one, searching for another diet full of those exciting promises and those before and after pictures, and you've probably felt like you maybe failed diets in the past. I know that I've had this thought go through my head, if only I had more willpower and had stuck to my plan. Or maybe you're reminiscing about a past diet and remind yourself of how you had lost a certain amount of weight on that diet. So you might be thinking to yourself, why did I let myself go again? The truth of the matter is that you are not the problem. What the dieting industry doesn't want you to know is that the dieting system itself is set up for failure. And we're going to talk about that today and why it's time to finally reject diet mentality once and for all. Now, I want to acknowledge that the thought of rejecting diet mentality may sound really exhilarating, but also frightening all at the same time. And it makes sense. Leaving behind the old diet rules that you've been hanging on to is going to be a little scary at first. It's kind of like when you're moving from your hometown and maybe you've lived there for a couple decades, but now you've decided to go out and start a new adventure. There is excitement with that, but then there's also a lot of fear. And in some ways, those diet rules have become a frenemy for you. You love them because there's all of these inspiring stories about how a family member lost weight or someone you saw on Instagram had this incredible body transformation. But you also hate them because they tend to control your life when you follow these diet rules. So repeat after me, diets do not work in the long term. And we're going to get into that because I know you're maybe wanting to argue with me right now because you've seen all of these pictures and stories online. So typically what happens is you hear of these short, quick weight loss stories surrounding the latest diet trend. However, when you look down the road, the evidence unfortunately points to a regain in weight. And on top of that, a lot of times people end up gaining more weight than what they originally started with. It's called The Dieter's Dilemma, and it's driven by this desire to be thin. In my show notes, I'm going to include a picture of the graph that I refer to when I say The Dieter's Dilemma. It comes from the Intuitive Eating book, but I'll kind of describe it a little bit here. So it's going in this circle, so it's a cycle, and it starts a lot of times, not always, with the desire to be thin. Sometimes it can be a little trickier to identify today just because sometimes we don't always outwardly say it's a desire to be thin. It might just be more, I want to get healthier, is often what I hear. So it starts with that as the driving factor. So then what happens is you start a diet. Again, nowadays it tends to be that people do a quote unquote lifestyle change or a wellness program. So it's not as desirable to say you're on a diet these days. Then what happens is because you've restricted a lot of foods in your life, you tend to actually start to crave those foods more. So then you start having cravings. You're also starting to have reduced self-control. Then eventually you have this loss of control, which probably is going to result in overeating or a binge. Then what happens, because you weren't able to maintain those strict rules for such a long time, you regain the weight that you did initially lose. And then we're right back to square one with that desire to be thin or get healthy. So you can see how this really goes in the cycle. And maybe this sounds like something that you've been through. And we go through this dilemma each time we decide to start a new diet plan. But don't allow the false hope of there being another diet just around the corner linger in the back of your mind, especially right now when you're considering and are curious about intuitive eating. Because in order to find peace with food, you must fully reject the diet mentality. And like I said before, I know this can be really scary, so have some grace with yourself during this process as well. So this means not only giving up dieting, but also those sneaky rules you follow when not on a diet, or at least when you think you're not on a diet. So this could be things like no eating after 7 p.m., only eating foods that are lower in carbs, still being very calorie conscious when you're looking at a menu at a restaurant. Those are all diet rules, but sometimes they're just disguised as being healthy tricks and tips. So when letting go of diet mentality, there may be multiple fears that arise in the back of your mind. But what am I supposed to do if I don't follow rules? Won't I be out of control around food? And the reality is that once you start eating intuitively, you learn to listen to your inner signals, which will guide your eating. Your body is smarter than you give it credit for. You might be fearful that without these rules, you're going to go crazy around food. In reality, the food rules are what caused you to overeat. Think about it for a minute. Once you are told you can't have something, what happens? You automatically start to crave that particular food. I always explain it's kind of like if you give a kid a bag of M&Ms and you say, you can eat any color in there except the red M&Ms. They maybe wouldn't have thought twice about this snack, but now that we've laid a rule on the kids, all they can think about are those red M&Ms that they're told they can't have. And I find us being not all that off from what that child would do in that situation. We tell ourselves we can't have donuts, all of a sudden that's all I'm thinking about is the next time I can get my hands on a donut. Another thing I always like to remind myself of is if there was some kind of miracle diet with proven long-term results, keyword long-term results, don't you think we would already be following that diet plan? I love the line in the Intuitive Eating book where Elise Resch and Evelyn Trivoli say, remember, as long as there is money to be made, there will always be a new gimmick or diet for quick weight loss fix. So how can you lose the diet mentality? As the authors of the Intuitive Eating book describe in detail, you need a paradigm shift. Essentially, you need to reframe your thoughts. So to first shift your perspective, you have to recognize and acknowledge the damage that dieting causes. It's kind of like when you're admitting that if you go to AA that you have an alcohol problem. The first step is admitting there's a problem. So evidence shows that dieting actually increases your risk for gaining weight and also slows your metabolism, which is, I'm pretty sure, not what you guys signed up for when you started that last diet. One of the most notable studies was a 6-year follow-up study of the contestants on The Biggest Loser. This study identified that contestants' metabolism was suppressed by 500 calories on average. As you might guess, they gained back a significant amount of weight. And while this show may be an extreme weight loss scenario, it still serves as an important reminder of the failures of diet culture. And of course, this is just one example, but maybe you have your own anecdotal evidence in your own life of where you started a diet, initially lost weight, and then regained weight and had a more challenging time trying to lose weight on the next diet. You can also look for more examples and research articles that are included on the Intuitive Eating website, in the book, workbook, and also Lindo Bacon's Health at Every Size book, which is an awesome resource. And we're going to be having an upcoming guest talk about health at every size in more depth. The second step to shifting the mindset away from diet mentality is to identify what diet mentality looks like. So something I think is really important when you're starting to incorporate intuitive eating into your life is to take some time to reflect and also actively do some of this work through maybe journal prompts or looking through and evaluating what you've done in the past. So one journal prompt that I want to have you do for this next week or whenever you listen to this episode and you're feeling ready, take some time and reflect on some of the ideas that you have about eating. What are some of those statements that you tell yourself? So for example, you might look at a common misconception, which is carbs are bad for me. And you can ask yourself, is that really true? Do carbs play a role in the human body? Why do people think carbs are bad? Where did this idea come from? Once you dive into those thoughts and actually challenge them and question them, you realize that in this example, carbs actually are the body's preferred source of fuel, and we would not be able to do our body great justice by eliminating them from our diet. A final step to shifting your perspective on diets is getting rid of dieting tools that have been enabling you to continue on that path. This means you have to let go of obsessively weighing yourself and using that number as a validation of success. If you want more information on how numbers do not define your worth, be sure to go back and check out episode 3, Your Worth is Not Defined by Numbers, where I talk about BMI and your weight and how that does not define you and your value to this world. But in addition, today people often use fitness watches as a means of measuring their success. So it's not just the number on the scale, but it's also looking at your fitness trackers like a Fitbit or the Garmin watches. And if you find that you're being obsessive about those numbers, it may be time to at least take a break from them. And while I'm all for being physically active throughout the day, when using these devices with thoughts like, I can't eat lunch unless I have X steps in, then you might be using that tool as a form of diet culture. So this is something to kind of flag and be on the lookout for. Take some time to identify what you have been using in your diet or toolkit. Maybe you've been tracking points with Weight Watchers. Maybe you've been tracking your macros with an app on your phone. Maybe you've been weighing yourself every day. Maybe you've been keeping a list of how many times you've gone to your fitness class and you feel really guilty when you miss a day. Those might be all different ways that you're still hanging on to diet culture. So when you start to identify what has been in your dieting toolkit, you can soon start replacing your toolkit with a new set of empowering tools. And once those tools are in place, you're going to be able to identify progress as a normalized relationship with food and putting a stop to worries and obsessions surrounding food and weight. There's going to be a lot more balance in your life and a lot less obsession on those numbers. So with this, I want to leave you with a couple of journal prompts to get you started. I already mentioned one, but I'm going to list them here, and I'll also include them on my website as well in case you want to get started and you haven't had a chance to invest in the intuitive eating workbooks. This can give you just a bit of a teaser and hopefully start opening your mind to this concept of intuitive eating. All right, so these are the journal prompts for principle one, reject the diet mentality. Prompt one, what damage has dieting caused in your life? Mentally, physically, socially. Take some time to reflect on these. It can be in list form, it can be in paragraph form, it can be word vomit. Make sure to check out episode 4 on how to get started with journaling if this is still something that's intimidating for you. All right, prompt 2. What are some things you can tell yourself when diet mentality creeps into your thoughts? For example, if you start hearing yourself saying, oh my goodness, I can't eat after 7. What are some things that you can counter that thought with? And prompt 3, what have you traditionally used as a measure of dieting success? Maybe it's calorie trackers, the number on the scale, your body fat percentage, calories burned. What could you implement in place that is more empowering? I hope you enjoy these journaling prompts, and I hope that this episode was helpful for you, and I hope you take some time to reflect on how you can start rejecting diet mentality today. And next week, we're going to be back with Principle 2, Honor Your Hunger, in the same format, pretty short and sweet, but hopefully long enough that it's giving you enough details to get you curious, and maybe you'll end up picking up the book or wanting to learn more about intuitive eating on your own time. But for now, I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to Anchor for again hosting my podcast. Be sure to download and subscribe this podcast on Apple or your favorite streaming device. If you're looking for ways to get started on your own journey towards food freedom, head over to my website at spillingthebeansnutrition.com/course to get started on my self-paced course. If you need more individualized help, I also offer virtual coaching, and you can get in touch with me at spillingthebeansnutrition.com/virtual-coaching. To get show notes from this episode, you can go to spillingthebeansnutrition.com/podcast. And of course, if you're not already following me on Instagram or Facebook, I'm at spillingthebeans_nutrition. Our album art was photographed by my very own little cousin, Brittany Preller, and our theme song was written by Daniel James O'Connor and is used under the Creative Commons license.